Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, or good morning for wherever you are dialed in. We are very much delighted to have you on the line to give you some explanations on the first quarter of the current fiscal year, and to give a certain outlook for the future. I think we should keep the presentation pretty short due to the fact that we assume that there are lots of questions pending on your side. So may I just ask you to look to page number 2, what has happened during the first quarter, or even a bit after the end of the first quarter. First of all, we had a very important success in the United States. We received an order from New York State Thruway, which is the first system order from a toll agency of the EasyPass Group. As you may know, in the past, we, with the exception of our project in Texas, which is delivered to, but which was delivered or is still in delivery to a private concessionaire, this is the first system order in the United States with a public agency. And this will provide a reference for us for further projects in the United States, because till up to now, as far as public agencies are concerned, we were just supplier of tags and transceivers. And especially in the United States, references are of huge importance in order to be qualified in further tenders. Secondly, the system in Belarus works quite well, and at the beginning of August 2014, it was further increased to up to approximately 1,200 kilometers. Even in Poland, there was an extension, and Poland is currently the biggest toll system in the world we are operating. And we assume that there will be further extensions in the future. Regarding South Africa, which we mentioned each and every time, because it's always a trouble-creating project, this time I think we have good news. We could manage to get the operations profitable. It's not, of course, as profitable as the other projects, as the other operations project, due to the fact that the environment in South Africa is a very difficult environment, and due to the fact that the government or the authority does not enforce, and this has a huge impact on our cost base as well as on our profitability. Well, Russia, well, we already mentioned Russia in our quarterly report, and till up to now, we do not have a really good visibility what is going to happen. But as you know, due the crisis in Ukraine, and the sanctions that were imposed by the European Union, and meanwhile vice versa, something could happen hourly. So we do not know what is going to happen in Russia. But anyway, Russia till up to now was never a part of our budget. But anyway, we have huge costs incurred in regard to pre-sales. Just to give you a rough figure, it's approximately 6 million euros we already have invested in pre-sales costs in Russia. And I really cannot tell you what is going to happen in that regard. I would like to address some other issues because, first of all, there are currently no huge projects on the market in Europe. And you are aware that nationwide projects are just available in Europe because in most of the other regions in the world, with the exception of the former Soviet Union region, there are no nationwide systems, and there will hardly be any nationwide systems tendered. So therefore, we decided to adjust our cost base to our current revenues of approximately 500 million euros. Which takes, of course, a bit of time, but we are in process of doing that. But this is not a pure cost-cutting process. It's about reducing complexity, and it's about reducing costs that were incurred or that were permanently incurred for future projects. So we also, and that's what I mentioned several times in our calls, we also adapted our strategy to not just target the huge nationwide projects, but to more and more endeavor to target small projects with concessionaires that are in between 20 and 40 to 50 million euros or dollars, however. So, and on the other hand, we are targeting cities. And the current situation, which shows that none of the publicly available reports nor ourselves were right in predicting the growth of the ETC market. Our strategy proves to be the right way to broaden our capacity to address the ITS market on the one hand side and to address the city environment on the other side. So we are still convinced that our strategy is completely right. Of course, there were some mistakes done in overestimating forthcoming revenues and therefore increasing the cost base too much, which has had, of course, an impact on the EBIT because some projects we were convinced that we are going to win disappeared from the horizon, like for instance Denmark or like Slovenia. So, as I already mentioned, we are now adjusting our cost base to a revenue base of about 500 million, and our goal is still to achieve a double-digit EBIT margin. Regarding the first quarter, but I think Ulrike Klemperdinger might address that. We also had a one-time influence because we had to get rid of one of our partners in a project in the country, which where cost occurred of about approximately one and a half million euros. So I think that's it from my presentation, and I would like to hand over to Ulrike Klemperdinger for the financials. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I would like to guide you through to page 3, where we show our earning data. In our first quarter, we achieved revenue of 118 million, which is slightly slow below our previous quarter in fiscal year 14 at a level of 121.4. We achieved in this current fiscal year an EBITDA of 4.8 million, which brings up an EBITDA margin of 4% and an EBIT by 0.6%, which is a decrease by 83% in comparison to the previous year. Our profit before tax improved due to a better financial result to 2.7 million, and the profit for the period shows a positive impact of 0.3 million, which brings us an earnings per share slightly below -0.06. Free cash flow improved due to the fact that the repayment of the Belarusian project is done in accordance with our contractual agreement. Therefore, we have a positive free cash flow in the amount of 32.4 million in comparison to a negative one of the previous year for the total previous year of 24.7 million of fiscal year 2014, and in comparison to the previous quarter of the fiscal year 2014, 37.2 million. For the capital expenditures, you see that we have very less investments, just 1.1 million, due to the fact that we don't build up currently any new operations entities. The increase for the employees from the end of the fiscal year 2014, which have been 3,308 up to 3,336, are mainly resulted in Ports of Africa and our operations company. We had, in comparison to the previous year, a reduction of our delivered onward units. We delivered 1,570,000 in comparison to 2,330,000, and that's mainly based due to the in the previous quarter, we delivered 500,000 onward units in our Belarusian project, and we have in approximately 300,000 onward units less delivered in the North American region. Here we see that that's a postponement on the customer side and will be seen in the next quarter. On the next page, on slide four, you see our business segments and the profitability of our business segments. As you know, we split between our Road Solutions projects, the recurring revenues and the others. The split of the revenues is 21% for the Road Solutions project, which means 24.4 million. The recurring revenues covers 74% of the total revenue, which means 87 million, and the others increased to 6.6 million and is comparable to 6% of our total income. When you look at the EBIT of each segment, then you will see that in the Road Solutions project segment, we have a negative EBIT margin of 15.9%, which means 12.4 million euros, and it's mainly resulted to lesser revenues in this segment in comparison to the previous quarter, and therefore costs which could not be covered by profitability of our Road Solutions projects. The recurring revenues, here we could increase our EBIT margin from 6.4% up to 14.9%, so that we show here an EBIT of 12.9 million. Here you see that our operation projects brings us a very steady and profitable income for our company, and quite comparable and from lesser significance are the EBIT of our other segments. On page five, you would see our revenue split by region, which I think I can skip. I would like to guide you through page six, where you see our balance sheet. The total assets decreased slightly in comparison to the end of March by 2%. So we have 54.2 million euros. We have a slight decrease in our equity ratio from 37.6% to 37.1%. Here I compare the development by the end of our fiscal year. You see, due to the free cash flow and the payment out of the Belarusian project and our operating business, the net debt could be improved from minus 93.4 to 67.2 million. And also the capital employed decreased from 369.2 million to 355.4 million. And you see a similar development in our net working capital, which decreased from 205.4 to 179.4. These are the results of the quarter one of our fiscal year 15, and I would like to hand over to Markus Handel to guide you through the development of our shares.
Thank you very much. On page seven, you see the share price development in the first quarter of 2014-15. TAP's Traficom shares compared to the index ATX Prime. As you can see, we underperformed the overall index and closed the quarter at a price of 33.9%, which is a minus of 15% compared to the closing price at the end of the previous quarter. I'm sure you have realized the price development since then, especially at the end of July and at the beginning of August. We suffered from a sharp decrease in the share price. We were informed in the meantime that there were short selling activities, which we are currently investigating. Of course, we are not happy with this development, but we try to investigate if there is something we can do against such activities in the future. The market capitalization as of the end of the quarter was at 440 million euro, and the trading volume in the first quarter was clearly less than in the entire previous years. You also see here the shareholder structure as at 31st of March 2014. There are no major changes to our knowledge at the moment. I would like to hand back to Mr. Kapsch now to close the presentation with the outlook.
So thank you very much, Ulrike and Markus. I would like to amend something to what my colleagues have told you. So I would like to ask you to go back to page number four for a second. Ulrike Klemperting already explained that we were able to manage to increase the EBIT margin on this SEC segment, where we think there is of course further potential in one or the other project. Of course, not in all of the projects, because there are some projects that are very highly profitable where we think that we will not be able to increase the margin. But on the other hand, there are some other projects where we think that there is an option to increase the margin. Addressing the RSP segment, I previously told you that our intention now is, and we are already doing it, to reduce our cost base. And reducing our cost base primarily is related to the RSP segment. And there are approximately 40 million euros, which is not potential for reduction, but a huge part of that could be a potential of reduction. We are spending in generic R&D projects, which we did in the past, and pre-sales. And if I tell you that that 6 million, more than 6 million out of these 40 million were pre-sales costs for Russia, you can imagine that there is a potential for reducing these costs. So giving a comment to the share price, we were very much astonished about the share price because we were told that this is a reaction due to the sanctions in Russia due to the conflict in Ukraine. But frankly speaking, the Russian project was never ever part of our budget, and as far as I'm aware, it was never priced in the analysts' reports. So we did not really understand this reaction of the market. Anyway, we will investigate. Well, looking a bit to the future, as I already told you that we are continuing on improving the profitability of our current projects, not just improving the profitability, but getting additional revenues in those countries where we are operating systems. For instance, our Belarus system will be expanded, and we are convinced that due to the win of the North American project, we have a very, very nice and stable base for winning further projects. Poland as well is on the list for expected expansions. Well, South Africa is as ever a specific situation and a special project. We are currently negotiating with the customer to change the contract a bit because the basis of the entire business case has dramatically changed from the point in time when we signed the agreement, the contract, to what is going on now. So there is hardly anything like it was agreed then. So we are endeavoring to renegotiate the contract in order to get this project more profitable. I already addressed Russia, that's what I don't have to do again. And we think that there are lots of opportunities, of mid-size opportunities, because as I mentioned, there is no big project tendered right now, although there are some opportunities where we think that tenders will come up, like Slovenia or Bulgaria or some of these countries, or even countries somewhere southeast of Russia. And therefore, we are convinced that our future is, and I repeat myself right now, the future is in not just on highways, but in cities as well. So thank you very much, and we are now prepared to answer your questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star followed by one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star followed by two. If you are using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selections. Anyone who has a question may press star followed by one at this time. One moment for the first question, please. Ladies and gentlemen, you may now use your opportunity to ask questions. To do so, please press the star followed by one. And our first question today comes from the line of Daniel Lyon of Erste Group. Please go ahead.
Hello. I would have a few questions to the cost reductions you just mentioned. Maybe could you be a little bit more specific on what part of these, let's say, 40 million you really think you can save or reduce these costs, and in what time frame you think that you can start saving, or we will see these savings in your P&L? And then just one clarification. This 6 million you mentioned in as pre-sales costs from Russia, did they really occur, all of them, in the first quarter? Or is this the total investment, the total pre-sales you currently have in Russia?
Okay, Mr. Leon, I start from your last question. The 6 million is the total investment in this Russian project. It's not in the first quarter. We would be happy if it would be the first quarter, but unfortunately, it's not. This is the overall amount. Regarding cost reduction, we already started to reduce our costs, and we already can see the one or the other outcome of the cost reduction process. It's not the question what we can do and what we can achieve, but what we must achieve. As I told you before, our target is a 10% EBIT margin at the revenue level of 500 million. It's very easy to calculate what we undoubtedly have to save. It's about in between 20 million and 30 million, and I think this will be possible.
Could you be also-
It's not just HR costs.
Okay. Could you be maybe more specific, where these savings are going to occur and, maybe, also which developments are connected with these savings? What are you going to stop developing?
Well, first of all, you're right. You touched the point. It's in R&D. But we will not get into troubles falling back in terms of technology. But we did a lot of R&D in the past where costs occurred, and we do not need this huge amount of R&D costs in the forthcoming years. Secondly, we have lots of investments in different projects in terms of R&D. I just as an example mention South Africa, where we had huge R&D costs due to the situation in South Africa and due to the complexity, which I admit that we have dramatically underestimated. These costs will not occur in the future anymore. Secondly, it's about pre-sales costs. If we think that we can or will be able to address markets with lower pre-sales costs than in the past. Thirdly, we developed a new back office system in the last 24 months, which is now available and will help us to reduce costs when implementing new systems, because that was the rationale behind the development of the new back office. Of course, there will be also some other fixed costs in administration, which we are going to reduce. Maybe we will shut down one or the other subsidiary in countries where we think that there is no potential within the next three to four years. That's what we are going to do.
Okay. Are there any quick wins now, or by when do you think that, or what is the amount we might be able to see already in the current fiscal year?
Well, there are certainly some quick wins, but the real win you will see in the next fiscal year.
Okay, so the target is basically to show a 10% EBIT margin in 2015-16.
Yes, that's the target. But our target is as well to improve the EBIT margin within this fiscal year compared to the last fiscal year.
Okay, thank you very much. That's all for the moment.
Welcome.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by one. And our next question comes from the line of Andy Lynch of Schroders. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Thanks for this call. I guess really sort of to focus in on the cost cutting program. So if you could just help me understand, in the event that projects were to come back, there was to be a sort of pick up in the rate of project tendering. How quickly could you bring capacity and skills back online? So would you rely more on outsourced people and contractors to manage that upswing, or what's your thoughts about that?
Good afternoon, Andy. Good to have you on the line. Nice to hear you again.
Thank you.
This is a very viable question, but what we did in the past is to budget projects, and according to the budget projects, we adjusted the costs, which led to an increase of costs, and even if the projects were not realized, the costs were on the P&L afterwards. And that's what we want. To avoid for the future. Further, just to be honest, in 2007, when we IPO'd the company, it was not a startup anymore, but it was in the next phase. Meanwhile, we grew a little bit fat. And we needed much more. We increased complexity, and we needed much more resources for the same size of a project compared to the resources we needed, for instance, for the implementation of the Czech project. So what we already started to do is to get rid of this. Well, unpleasant word, fed. And as you might have noticed, is that we are not three members of the board anymore, and this makes reorganization much easier than in the past.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and so the 10% EBIT margin target that you've guided us to for next year. So, looking at if we sort of take roughly spoken a kind of 500 million euros in sales. So, because last year you did 487, and hopefully the SEC business continues to grow. In a sense, the EBIT from the SEC. Business unit last year was already 53 million. Hopefully that kicks on a bit this year as well. So is there implied in that 10% an expectation that the RSP unit will still be loss-making even under the cost-cut scenario, but just less loss-making than it's been in the past?
The RSP segment will just be profitable in case we realize a bigger project.
Okay.
Otherwise, there will be no way out from being at least a bit negative, because we could show it differently, but then we would have to allocate the cost differently, and this would reduce the SEC EBIT margin, and this doesn't make sense. What we do is to allocate the costs of market development, of non-project specific R&D to the RSP segment. And that has an impact which makes it normally at least slightly negative.
Okay. Yep. Understood. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Excuse me, Mr. Cups. There are no further questions at this time. Please continue with any other points you wish to raise.
Well, I think there are hardly any points, or there are no points we wanted to raise. So we say thank you very much to all of you who have participated in the call, and I can assure you that we are going to do our best and utmost to improve profits. And as always in life, there are better and worse times, but we think that we will again have a bright future. And we will endeavor and do whatever we can. Thank you very, very much. Have a nice afternoon or have a nice day.